DJ Merrick. Welcome to our Apocalypse's soundtrack for the final days. We are well into the darkest days of December, so cozy on up to those speakers. Let's see what we can do for you on today's show to make you feel a little more warm and comfortable or uncomfortable. We'll see what's in store for you. I do know what else is in store for you. Our news items of the apocalypse, silly, strange news stories from around the world that we like to share with you. And first up, we have a Latvian band, a couple of artists called Strups and Knausers came together for this one release. This track is called Naivus Facts here on Our Apocalypse.
Yeah.
10 with a song called Is It Sex here on the Arl Apocalypse. I don't know, is it sex? They never answer the question. They are from France, and before that we heard from a band from Belgium heading a little further northeast, Akamasotst, with a song called Eresh Kigal. And heading even further east, we heard from a German band called Square Meter with their title track song called Aswad, of course from the CD of the same name out on Ensen. And gosh, we just traveled right across Europe, didn't we? Even further northeast we traveled for that band. Before that, Strups und Knausers, they are from two artists from Latvia, and that song was called Nevis Fax from the label called Storm, a Latvian label. And that was that set, the little trek eastwards across Europe. Hope you enjoyed that opening set. More music coming up, some brand new music for you in just a second from a brand new band. Ooh, how exciting. But first, the most exciting thing, of course, our news item of the apocalypse. This one, yeah, interesting, a little case of mistaken identity. Police mistook a movie set for a murder scene. Police in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania mistook a blood-splattered horror movie set for a real-life murder scene for 8 hours. One officer labeled the room as the most grisly murder scene he'd ever witnessed in his 30 years in law enforcement. Firefighters responding to a call at the George Washington Hotel happened upon the room. They saw blood splattered everywhere, bottles of alcohol scattered about the room, and a piece of scalp with hair still attached. 8 hours into their investigation, police realized the blood wasn't real, and they were dealing with a set left over from New Terminal Hotel, a horror film starring the late Corey Haim. According to the owner of the hotel, the set had been left untouched in case those in charge of the movie wanted to carry out reshoots. Billed as an exploration of Hollywood's dark side, the film was released in March and went straight to DVD. Corey Haim of the Lost Boys fame died of a suspected accidental overdose in March at age 38. Wow, can you imagine just being the first person on that scene? Like, what the hell happened here? My goodness gracious. I just don't know why they didn't talk to the hotel owners first. That's what I want to know, you know? If somebody in the know didn't tell them, hey guys, it was a before movie, but anyway. Right, so let's continue our tour of Europe, shall we? Let's move further north to the nether regions of Finland with a debut album from a brand new band called Ma, M-A-A, and the new album is called Tukankanatayat. I hope that's the correct pronunciation. Let's read a little bit about the press release, shall we? It's a synthesis of diverse musical styles and influences ranging from lounge to folk, from pop to ambient, and yet all the while creating a holistic work of singular vision and voice. The approach to sound on the album evokes a different time and place, one of lush warmth and presence, one that perhaps harkens back to some past decades in contrast to the crass and bland trends of today's music industry. Sung in their motherland of Finnish, the tracks on Tukankanatayat express and ruminate on the core aspects of man and life, joy and sorrow, victory and surrender, love found and lost, and the internal longing for the soul's true homeland. Truly, these are spirit songs for a soulless age. Now, the members of Ma include members from other bands that you may be familiar with that we've played here before on Arl Apocalypse: Halo Menash, Somnivore, Tuhat Kualema, Sekunisa, as well as aided and abetted by the likes of John Murphy, and as well as some other known artists. It's a wonderful release. I definitely recommend it. Again, it's Tukankanatayat, all one word, and we're going to listen to the song called Maiden Mirror Kin Allah here on the Arl Apocalypse.
Päivät katsoimme merelle, yöt kohotimme katseemme tähtiin, hämärässä valat vannottiin, merkit iholle kartaksi, että ne kantaisivat jonnekin kauemmas, tämän tyhjyyden kuilu.
Thank you. always with me. Don't know how to stop. Since the day I made you, I can see a different world. We just fight for the gods. The gods we made, no matter if it's wrong or right. Bring the light to the gods. The gods we made, no matter if it's wrong or right. We just fight for the gods. The gods we made, no matter if it's wrong or right.
We'll be right back.
the legendary Swans, a song called You Know Everything. That's actually an instrumental version of their song called You Know Nothing. And, you know, these guys have been around since 1983. Can you believe that? That's just crazy. Their first release, well, actually, they've been around since 82, but their first release was in 1983, founded in New York City, and they're back. They're back. Isn't that exciting? They're back on tour. So if you want to catch them somewhere, and they're playing all over. They're already on tour. They've already played parts of Europe and the USA, and they're coming back to the USA, going back to Europe, even Australia and New Zealand. For more information, go to younggodrecords.com. And look under the tab of live shows to see where they're playing near you, and bring your earplugs. My God, I saw them the first time in, I can't remember when it was, maybe 1988, 89, could have even been 90 or 91, but yeah, that was the first time I saw them, and my ears were bleeding for days afterwards. We also heard from Laibach, interestingly enough, another legendary band that has been around with their first release since 1983. Can you believe that? That must have been a fantastic year. I was feeling a little nostalgic, wanting to hear some of the classics, and that song was called Germania, actually a more recent Laibach song from that Slovenian act, and yeah, and interestingly enough, that's another band that I saw first back in the 1980s. 1988 was the year, I believe. And believe it or not, I was married before, and that was the very first date that I went on with my ex-husband, was a Laibach show. How romantic is that? There you go. Couple bands that started in 1983, both of them. And Svarog was also in that set from Bulgaria. My goodness, we're continuing our trek around Europe, huh? We're going all over Europe in this show. I Call You From the Mountain was the name of that song, released on Steinklang Industries, their sub-label Onstern. For more information, steinklang-records.at. And then we went over to Switzerland for Jesus and the Gurus. They did a song called We Just Fight, that release on the German label Black Rain. And we also heard from the Finnish band called Ma, a brand new release from a brand new band. Again, that's spelled M-A-A, and the name of that track was called Naden Melkian Alla, and the name of the release is called Tukan Kana Tayat, and it's out on the Finnish label called Anima Arctica. We like them here at RL Apocalypse. You can show them some love by going to www.animaarctica.fi, or if you want to go directly to the band information, that's www.animaarctica.fi/MAA. All right, great new release, debut release, strong release. Check it out. And I want to remind you guys of where you can find some more information about RL Apocalypse. Go to Facebook. Everybody seems to be joining us on Facebook. MySpace, I hate to say it, is dying desperately. If they would just leave it alone and stop touching it and messing with it, maybe it would be okay. But facebook.com/RL Apocalypse, our first choice. Second choice, if you do want to find us at MySpace still, myspace.com/RL Apocalypse. And of course, our email addresses are rlapocalypse@yahoo.com. If you want to write us with any suggestions, or if you want to submit material, we're always open to submissions. And you know, you can suggest material too. If there's a band that you haven't heard on RL Apocalypse that you like, well, hell, you know, send us an MP3 even if you like. We'll take MP3s at that address as well. And of course, we'll always accept donations, no matter how small or large, to keep this little podcast going. That is our PayPal user ID if you want to PayPal us a little cashola. Enough of that. Up next, we have Luftwaffe, our buddies from Chicago. They have that brand new release. Have you bought it yet? You really should. It'd make a great stocking stuffer. I don't know if there's enough time for you to get it for Christmas, a Christmas gift, but maybe a late Christmas gift. Here's the title track from the new release in 2010 called Ere I Perish, here on the RL Apocalypse.
This world is over. This world is done. The voice of despair has somehow won. This is destiny. This is the fall. Ignore the signs, but heed our call.
to kill yourself. All who live will one day die. The few who know, the many who lie. Remove yourself from the realm of fate. Do this for love, but first honor hate. Ere I perish, kill your leaders.
no con Claudio.
Llevará le medaglie di mettere in suaggio e rompere il corpo con la tua di che spazzate in legno. E la musa di un terzo che ti spazza le altre caie. Forse, come di che sono diverse, tua, e il sangue che ha le parole dare il suo carota.
Mi passerà nella parte,
ma non con la parecchia.
No, con la parecchia.
Saranno il mondo di un nuovo peccato insieme tra gli altri. Forse, è tutta lì. Sì, sì. Dubbioso. Sulla stessa via di gran parte del centro più. Sclavato dei fiori ancora in quale. Lo so della sua sangue. Che vi ha detto. Che da sopra che sto guerra è una di lei di scorsione sulla quale ti traccia con la nostra il vostro corpo nelle
De Ferro with a song called La Ultima Notte, and that is a collaboration between three fine artists: Marco De Plano from Mortem, John Murphy of well many bands including Death in June and Ninth Ladder, that's only to name a couple, and Richard Leviathan from Ostara and Strength Through Joy. They came together for this one release in 2003 on Howrook. You can go to howrook.org for more information. And we also heard from In Slaughter Natives. I'm going with some classics on today's show, aren't I? Yeah, the classic In Slaughter Natives from Sweden. Sacrosanct Bleed was the name of that song. There is a CD of the same name, but that was the remastered version out on their recollection release on Cold Meat Industry, coldmeat.se for more information, or inslaughternatives.com. And we also heard from Luftwaffe, Ere I Perish, a title track from their 2010 release. Very good stuff again. One of those must-haves of 2010 if you don't have it yet. Go ahead and get it. You can find it on Old Europa Cafe, especially if you are in Europe. That's a great place to order from. OldEuropaCafe.com. Find Italian label and mail order. And you can also find out more information of Luftwaffe by going to KalkisArmy.com. KalkisArmy.com. Army.com. Another news item of the apocalypse. Let's take a look at this one. Coming out of Colorado, a toy robot detours traffic in Colorado. Denver police closed down a street while they investigated what appeared to be a small toy robot affixed to a footbridge. Sounds very threatening. The robot met its end when Denver police bomb squad detonated the suspicious object, bringing to an end an hours-long standoff between police and the approximately 8-inch-tall figurine. Denver police spokesman Matt Murray said that a citizen called police at 3:27 p.m. to report the presence of a plastic white toy robot cemented to the base of a pillar supporting a footbridge. Police closed down the street and nobody was allowed within 100 yards of the robot. Traffic piled up at adjacent intersections as rush hour commuters were forced to detour around the closure. A bomb squad robot was sent in to examine the troublesome robot. I love that, the robot face-off. Before a bomb squad officer dressed in heavy protective gear took a turn. Murray said that the bomb squad couldn't be sure if the robot was safe or not, and so remotely detonated it at about 5:30 p.m. to render it safe. The robot exploded into several chunks. The police spokesman said that suspicious objects do not automatically warrant a call to the bomb squad if patrol officers are able to determine that there was no threat. He said that the robot was strange enough to warrant precautionary measures. In the end, it proved harmless. You know, I just want to know how much of tax-paying money was spent on that police maneuver of exploding the 8-inch-tall robot. But I guess better safe than sorry. That's today's attitude, huh? No lawsuits, please. Let's make sure that we have all of our asses covered. Yeah. Okay, up next, how about some beautiful music from Bulgaria? Wow, I don't think we've repeated a country here in Europe today. We may have repeated... No, we got a couple of U.S. bands in there, so we did repeat the USA, but wow, have we just gone all over the place. So here we are now, we stop in Bulgaria with a band called Irfan. Beautiful music, I love this song. I could hear it 100 times in a row and not get tired of it. Return to Out Reamer. Enjoy on the Arl Apocalypse. Thank you.
Yeah.
Olin K with a song called Silencio, and there we go. I had to repeat a band. I guess it was bound to happen. They are from France, and we had a French band earlier at the top of the show or in the first set of music, Oil 10. So I'm sorry, I failed. I didn't purposely do this, actually. I mean, it's funny. I didn't send out to intend our little travels across Europe there here on today's show. But all right, Olin K with a song Silencio that was also released on Cold Meat Industry, their first release in 2005, and we heard from Irfan from Bulgaria with a song called Return to Outremer, release on Prikos Noveni, prikosnoveni.com for more information. And that just about does it for today's show. We have one final news item to share with you, and this was another gaffe. Oh my gosh, I tell you, do not get the wrong number if you're trying to deal drugs via text message, because a man wrongly texted a drug offer to a prosecutor. Police from, say, an Indiana man was arrested after mistakenly sending text messages to a prosecutor about drugs he was trying to sell. The Herald Times of Bloomington, Indiana, reported that the 26-year-old Martinsville man sent messages last month to Deputy Prosecutor Courtney Swank on her department-issued cell phone. They read, Roxy, 20s, 15, and hey, buddy, wondering if you need any 40s. Police tell the newspaper that the wording referred to oxycodone and other prescription drugs. The man is charged with dealing in a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance, and public intoxication. Talk about getting the wrong number, buddy. Mm-mm, wasn't his day. Okay. And that will do it for today's show. Hope you enjoyed the final song. You know, I honestly don't know where this band is from. I tried to look up information. I'm thinking perhaps Italy. We're going to go with Italy. You know why? Because I haven't played an Italian band on today's show. So we'll say Italy, but I'm pretty sure it might be Italy. If not, well, somebody email me and tell me, you're wrong, Merrick. This is RBMK-1000, released from the Polish net label called Chaos X Machina Promotions. And you can go to chaos-x-machina.blogspot.com for more information. It's a free download available for you. The name of this track is called Parallel Death. Part 1. So until next week, stay safe, stay sane. This has been the RL Apocalypse with me, DJ Merrick.